There will be a meteor shower later this week, whether we see it or not. I talked with Richard Bell and Mike Sinclair of the Kalamazoo Astronomical Society about this fickle light show.
It's going to peak on the night of December 13th and 14th, and the best time to start looking is around 10 p.m. till dawn.
Where can you see it in the sky?
Basically anywhere, but the shower is called the Geminids because the meteors appear to radiate, or they appear to, you know, shoot out of the constellation Geminis. So if you look toward that general area of the sky, you should see many, many meteors.
So what, anything particularly different about this meteor shower than other showers?
A little bit, yeah. Most meteor showers come from when the Earth crosses through the orbital path of a comet. You know, comets, I like to say, are like the pig pens of the solar system. You know, that character from Charlie Brown, who, you know, he's dirty, and as he walks around, he leaves like a dust trail behind them. Well, comets do the same thing. But this shower is different. This shower is known to come from an asteroid called 3200 Phaeton.
Do you have a little bit more info about that?
Well, we know that some asteroids in the outer asteroid belt, you know, further away than asteroids closer in, are covered in ice. And we do think that's where a lot of the ice or the water on Earth came from these icy rich asteroids. And so somehow this asteroid probably got knocked out of its orbit and comes kind of near the sun and crosses near the Earth's orbit and leaves little bits and pieces of itself behind as it erodes. And we cross through that path and then we have a meteor shower.
And the path is consistent. We always pass through it about the middle of December. So you're basically just collecting lots of small particles of water ice that we intersect with our atmosphere, and that causes these really bright, distinct, brief flashes of meteoric-type material.
Bell says the meteor shower is very reliable, but we still don't get to see it very much.
Yeah, it's mid-December in Michigan. It's cloudy a lot, so we very rarely get to see the shower. It's always there, but of course, we get cheated out of it thanks to Michigan weather.
I mean, there are other ways to observe it. You can use an FM radio. You know, if you tune to a frequency between stations, the old-fashioned tuner type, you can hear the sizzling or this kind of popping, and that's when one of these is hitting the upper atmosphere and ionizing the upper atmosphere. So you can actually pick it up on FM radio, but it's not the same as seeing it.
Yeah. There are lots of websites that do live webcasts of meteor showers now, like spaceweather.com. I'm sure they'll have a link to a live webcast where you can listen to the Geminids if it's cloudy.
If it's clear, boy, you got to go out. I mean, it's close to new moon, so it's going to be really dark out, which is nice. If we've got no clouds, it will be very dark, spectacular, lots of them. It's definitely worth spending a little time planning for.
I'm slightly confused here. I was usually told that winter is really the time to go out and stargaze because it's so clear. But in Michigan, is that not quite true?
It's still true, but it's just not clear often. But when it's clear, it's spectacular.
It is spectacular. And, okay. And of course, you also see a lot of really, really obvious constellations, like Orion, Taurus, Gemini. They're just, I mean, it's so clear out that they just jump out at you. And the stars seem that much brighter, primarily because, you know, the atmosphere is very calm, very cold. And more importantly, if it's dark, no moon, or especially no even partly cloudy, it's really spectacular to look at.
That was Mike Sinclair and Richard Bell of the Kalamazoo Astronomical Society talking about the Geminid meteor shower happening this Thursday and Friday.